David Hammond.
Mr. Shadmi asked me for a title for the Shia, so I thought, can he count Sfirsayim in English? Emma says it's not so posh if you can count Sfirsayim in Lashon HaKodesh. The Morgan Avraham Paskins, it's posh at Mutter Lisbeth Sfirsayim, any language, as long as you understand it. He says, Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, somebody doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he can't count Sfirsayim in Lashon HaKodesh. He has to understand what he's saying. The question is, by all other mitzvahs, speaking Krishma, Hallel, Brochus, Tfilosh, Minasho, you could daven any, the halach is, Hakul Namorim B'choloshen, any language. As long, with one condition, you understand the language you're saying, you're davening, you're saying it in Krishma, Tfilah, anything, as long as you understand the language. But Lashon HaKodesh, a person can say Lashon HaKodesh even without understanding it. What's the difference? Why Lashon HaKodesh does a person saying Lashon HaKodesh have to be able to understand Lashon HaKodesh? Any other language, if he understands it, he's Yotze. If he doesn't understand it, he's not Yotze. Lashon HaKodesh, for him it's doubled up, doesn't understand the word, he's still Yotze. So the Bi'a Halacha explains there's a basic difference between how Lashon HaKodesh is a language and how English, for example, is a language. English is a language because English was decided, agreed upon, however many years ago, between a group of people that every word will mean whatever it means. A table means a table because it was agreed upon that table means a piece of wood with four legs, a piece of plastic with four legs, something you can sit by, a chair, something you can sit by, and it was agreed upon. So I tell you I need a chair, you'll know that this is a chair because we've agreed, it was agreed and we've been taught and it's been passed on, this is what a chair is. Lashon HaKodesh, a shulchan means a table, not because there was an agreement, but because somebody would understand the chokhmah of the chokhmah Hashem, the oimuk of chokhmah Hashem, exactly how, put all together the letter, the shin, how a shin is, how a shin was made, how Hashem created the shin, and the shin and the vav and the lamed, the shin, vav, lamed, ches, put it all together, and he has never seen a table before in his life, but he would understand the chokhmah Zerikim, he'd be able to describe to you a table, because that's what shulchan intrinsically means. The intrinsic meaning of the word shulchan would understand the table. It has an intrinsic meaning in, itself. So therefore says the Chofetz Chaim in Bi'a Halacha, in Hilchos Krishma, if somebody doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, but he says the words in Lashon HaKodesh, he has said Krishma, even without understanding it, but he said the words of Krishma, he said Krishma, and the words have been said, he's been mekabel al atma il machashmaim, maybe without his understanding, but the words have been said. But English, if a person doesn't understand English, what's he said? When he understands what he's saying, he said something that's understandable. If he says French and he doesn't understand the word of French, he hasn't said anything. He said a few words that people in France, or people who speak French, understand French, will understand what he's saying. But he himself hasn't said anything. Oh, so now, the question by Spir Soima, why if somebody doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so why can't he say Spir Soima in Lashon HaKodesh? Why is Lashon HaKodesh different? But therefore, why is that different than Krishna? I've said Spir Soima.
I've said Krishna.
I know what day it is. I know it's today is the 25th day, and I'm saying it.
I have to know. It doesn't
sound the 25th day. It doesn't know okay, now I'll go into that now. The emphasis of the Mishnah Berurah, another question in Sfiras Eimer. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Sfiras Eimer, Tov Pei Tes Sif Dalet. Misha Sholei Sich Haveri Bein Hashmoshes. Somebody, his friend asked him, Bein Hashmoshes, before he said Maariv, what night of Eimer is it? He shouldn't say, Al Yeim Maloi, he should say to him, Bezeh Alay, Esmoel Hoyo, Kach V'Kach. Yesterday was 24th day of the Eimer. Shem Yom Aloy. If he's going to say to him, today is the 25th of Davar Marv already, then he can't count anymore with a bracha. He can't count that night with a bracha. Why? Because he's counted Sfiras Soimah. The Achronim ask a very posh question over here. What's going on over here? We know Kol HaTorah Kula, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Before a person does a mitzvah, before a person eats matzah on Seder night,
He has to have kavon, he has to have in mind. He's doing now the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Somebody who's trying out all the various types of matzahs out, wants to see which one's tastier, which one's crunchier, which one's crispier. And he's eating it. And someone tells him, you know, tonight's Pesach, say tonight, we could have been yotzei mitzvah. So he says, well, very good. I've eaten the kazayas and go back. I finished. I'm done. It's not going to help. We pass the mitzvah, shichas kavona. He has to have kavona to do the mitzvah, kavona to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And if he does it, he's yotzei. If he has kavona, he's yotzei when he does the mitzvah. And if he doesn't have kavona, he's not yotzei. So ask all the achronim, what's going on over here? So his friend asked him, what is tonight? So he says, tonight's the 25th. He didn't have any kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. He had no kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, sfiras amen. What do you want? He wanted to tell his friend what tonight was, 25th. He's no kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah. So why is he yotzei the mitzvah? So when he davens tomorrow, if he can go and count with a bracha. You don't need to say ayo yim yim. Well, his friend asked him what is today, and he says today is the 25th. So now he can't count with a bracha because he said what omer it is, even without saying ayo yim yim. You have to say that it's today. If a friend asks him what was yesterday, and he says the 24th, or he says the 25th, he's also not going to be yetzer because even if he made the mistake, you have to have kavana for tonight's sphere, what tonight's number is. Hayom Yom is saying that I'm counting today's sphere, not yesterday's sphere. So the Achronim all say, the Mokan Avram, the Taz, they all say that in Ochanam, Be'etzem, we pass the mitzvah Shichas Kavanah. A person needs to have Kavanah before he does a mitzvah. However, over here, because the Shaila is, if he can make a bracha, else, because there are Shittas that hold mitzvahs ain't Shichas Kavanah, now he can make a bracha, therefore, because we were chayish for those that hold mitzvah ein shichas kavanah, and sofek brachas lahakul, so therefore, mainly he can't count anymore with a bracha. So, be'etzem, we pass mitzvah shichas kavanah, but he could be legaba the chir bracha, making a bracha, you can't count with a bracha, because there are those that hold mitzvah ein shichas kavanah. There is a chok Yaakov on Fanot in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, Chok Yaakov, all the way through Hilchas Pesach, and Sfiras Emes, the end of Hilchas Pesach, he says a new teretz. Void Yeshleima. The Efsha, does there mikri kavana? Maybe when his friend asks him, what night is it on the screen? He says 25th. That's called kavana. And even Laman Dom, a mitzvah, Shrichas kavana, he's been yotzei the mitzvah. Kivan shemiskaven, Al kaponim loyma kama yemei sphere. He's got kavana tell him what day of the sphere it is. Umitzvosa hureksi for a ba'alma. And the mitzvah sphere so Emer is counting. And he's told him what night of the Emer it is. So Chok Yaakov sounds like he's saying that the mitzvah sphere so Emer is to count the night, to say tonight's the 25th. And he's told him it's the 25th. So therefore, even though mitzvah sphere is kavana, he's takahat kavana, he said tonight's the 25th. The mitzvah sfiras omer is just to count. All the achrayim ask the Chok Yaakov, what's going on over here? Mitzvah achilas pesach is mitzvah, rak achila bilvat. The mitzvah is just eat. And this person was trying out all the various types of matzahs, and he just ate. That was a mitzvah. The mitzvah was eating. So why is it different? He had kavana to eat. He was enjoying trying out all the various types of matzahs. It was geshmak. What's different over here? Sfiras omer, that we say that the mitzvah is rak sifur ba'alma, we're just counting to all other mitzvahs. Eating, he's taking a little of an aspect, he's just trying, shaking it, see how well it shakes, good shake or not. Mitzvah is in the tilas yudah, that's what he's done. The Rishonim all ask a kasha. Rishonim, the end of Pesachim, the Balamori, the Ram, the Raiva, they're bothered by very posh kasha. Here in Chutz Loretz, we keep 2 days Yom Tov, every day Yom Tov, because Sveika Deyema, we don't know what day is really Yom Tov, what day is Yod Dalet, when was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on 14 days ago or 15 days ago. So therefore, we always keep on, after the first day of Yom Tov, we keep a second day of Sveika Deyema. Maybe they delayed, the Edim, they only Mekadosh Lechodesh Nisan a day later. So therefore, we keep a second day Yom Tov as Sveika Deyema. Today we keep it as Minig Aviseinu, but in times of Beis HaMikdash, in Chutz Loretz, they kept it as Sveika Deyema. So the thing in the Rishonim, If so, how could it be possible by Sfiras Soima? Why don't we count every night, twice? Hayoin, today is Chamisha Vayashim Yoin, and Asfei Kadima is Arba Vayashim Yoin. We should count both. The Achronim have various Terutzim. There's a long Arichas in the Ran, Arichas in the Balamor. The Dvar Avrom, the Kovner Rov, says a Gevaldig Chiddush. He says that when you count, it has to be exact. You can't say 25, 24, 26, 25. That's not called counting. Counting is a definitive counting. You have to know tonight is 26, tonight is 27. We're counting the days from the Korban Omer, which was bought on the first day of Pesach. Yeah, in Ochanama, Shavuos, we're going to keep a day later. But Lemaisa, in counting, it doesn't make sense to count not a definitive number. The Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rov, understood the Yisoid Mitzvah Sfiras Omer was counting. There's four mitzvahs in the Torah of counting. There's mitzvah of, Basin have a mitzvah to count the years of Shemitah to get to Yovel. There's a mitzvah Zayin Nekiyim, and then there's the sphere of Maaseh Behemah to count every 10 animals, and the 10th animal has got a din of Maaseh Behemah, and it goes, it's one of the Matanos Kohen. The Yisoid of the mitzvah of Sfira, understood the Kovner Rov, is a mitzvah to count. Counting isn't like saying Shema, or saying Halal, or davening any tefillah. Counting is to know, you have to know something, you have to count 10 sheep coming through the day, and then you know the 10th one is Maaseh Behemah. You have to know 49 days, because that's what the mitzvah is, to count the days and the weeks from the Korban or Omer. The mitzvah is to know the number. If the mitzvah is to know to count the number, that's what the Korban or Omer is saying. When you count, you have to know what you're counting. Counting 25, 24, 26, 25, that's not called counting, because that's not counted. You have to know exactly where you're up to. With that understood, maybe that's what the Chok Yaakov is saying. He's saying, because the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is to count how many days we are from the Korban Omer, how many days we are away from Pesach. 1 day from Pesach, 2 days from Pesach, 3 days Omer, 4 days Omer. Now 25 days Omer. The mitzvah is to know how many days we are Omer. So his friend asked him, how many days are we? What day are we? So he says, day 25. So what he said, he's answered to him exactly what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is, how many days are we away from them? Your friend asked you how many days are we from them? You've told him 25. You've counted already. You've done the mitzvah. The mitzvah is every day to count how many days we are away from them. The mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is to know how many days we are away from the Omer. If so, I wanted to say, maybe you could take it a stage further. That, like we were saying in the beginning, that when it comes to mitzvah Sfiras Omer in Lashon HaKodesh, it's very, very different than all other mitzvahs. Shema, the mitzvah is to make a proclamation. A person's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Kabbalas Oel Malchus Shemaim. He does understand exactly every word he's saying. He understands Be'erich what he's saying. He knows the idea of what he's saying. You have to have kavana, you don't have to have kavana. But at the end of the day, he's made this proclamation, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He hasn't understood, but the words have meant something, the words have said something. Halacha is that in other languages, you have to understand, because it's not the real words. You're saying a translation of the real words. You have to understand what you're saying. Somebody in England who's saying it in French, and he doesn't understand the word of French, what's he said? He's stamped, some said a few words which are meaningless. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, because the mitzvah is to count, the mitzvah isn't just to make a proclamation, to announce and shoot, today is the 25th day of the Omer. Everybody else understands, Hashem understands, the words mean something. I have to count for myself. The mitzvah is on every person, usfaratem lochem. Every person has to count for himself the 49 days from the Korban Omer. The only way for every person to count for himself the 49 days is to count in a way that he understands what he's saying. So therefore, that could be the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is saying, English, gesundheit. There's no chashon. Why? Because you've counted. The mitzvah is not to say hayoyim yoyim. If you've got another way of saying hayoyim yoyim, you can say another way. Because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to say anything. The mitzvah is the counting. To count, today is day 25. So therefore, a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And he's going to say, Hayom Chamisha Ba'Esrim Yom. He knows it means 25. He knows, back in mind, the whole sentence means 25 days of Layim, but he hasn't said anything. He said something that's a bit gibberish to him. Everyone else understands it. Ba'etzim means something. It has a real intrinsic meaning, those words that he said. But he hasn't understood the word he's saying. He hasn't counted the Omer. They hasn't done the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And that's taka. Well, the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is for us to count the Omer. Yeah, but you're right.
23.
No, but if you were to say every day 24, 23, then you also haven't counted.
So
what we.
But
then at least you've got a 50% chance that you'll be carrying the mitzvah. Yezicha, a 50% guaranteed chance, 50% chance. You haven't counted anything because counting has to be a definitive number. Yeah. Right. Okay. So the Bizman Azeh could be different. Maybe Bizman Amikdash it could be. They couldn't make a bracha from making a bracha. Okay.